And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Can I just tell you that Shaylee and I spent 2 hours texting each other pictures of Christmas trees yesterday?
We have now reached a new level of synced. We were doing the same thing at the same time.
Oh, we literally both took videos. I was in Home Depot taking a video of all the Christmas trees that I was surrounded by. She is at Target taking a video of all the Christmas trees she's surrounded by. And we both send them to each other at the same time. We're not okay.
I really thought this was you.
Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually pretty nice little Saturday. We're gonna go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper.
I did.
Get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
I thought that was you.
I didn't go to Bed Bath & Beyond because I didn't want to drive all the way to 119th. Otherwise, I really wanted to. I did go to Target, Sears, Home Depot, and about 14 other stores yesterday.
How much Christmas shopping did you get
done? A little bit. I did a little bit.
I hope so.
And I got extra bold coffee. Can you tell?
Oh, boy. That's all we needed.
Did you get more K-Cups?
It's peppermint bark.
Oh, no.
I texted her last night because I stopped by Hy-Vee on my way home from the Chiefs game. And I'm like, hey, knowing that your coffee got stolen,
yes.
Is there something I can buy you with my Hy-Vee gift cards?
That was very nice of you.
Yeah, what? How come you never text me that?
Your coffee wasn't stolen.
My pizza was stolen. It was
worse. You want me to buy you a pizza now? What? Give me a grocery list of everything that gets stolen.
That would be great, actually.
We probably need a grocery list for the show. We probably do.
I had a roast stolen. And
we can plug in a crock pot right over there.
Potatoes and gravy were taken.
We can fit a hot plate up in here, can't we? This would be like a college dorm.
This will be the most popular studio, as if it isn't already, but we probably should.
Well, hell, everybody wants to join our show.
That's what I mean.
Everybody's like, is Shaylee on that show now?
Four people in the last week have asked me, within the radio business, told me that they want to come work on our show. Yes, come on in. We can't pay anything, but... I don't think
that matters.
A couple of gay cups.
I mean,
we'll share those
sometimes.
All right, we've got plenty to discuss coming up this morning. Let's get started with 10 items or less.
Chiefs winning streak is now at 4 after a 19-14 win over the Jaguars at Arrowhead. Nick Foles started at quarterback, was 20 of 33 for 187 yards and a touchdown. Kansas City now 4-0 at home, 6-2 overall. Chiefs are going to play at Carolina this Sunday.
Here's Andy Reid.
It's a tough league, and you're sitting right at this halfway point here, man. That's a tough place to be because everybody still feels like they have a chance to change their record around, and so there's hope. And you got to go in, and you've got to kind of disrupt that hope, and we were up and down with that.
That's it. Crush the hope of the Jaguars, Andy Reid. Yes.
Shaylee, did you see our boyfriend Travis Kelce?
I did. I heard about it.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. I've got some audio from that, too.
Yep, out in the fourth quarter. He did apologize. Did anyone feel this earthquake?
Yes.
No, you did?
Yes.
I did not.
Hmm?
When was this? You know where you are right now, Brian.
I don't think so. I still don't think I'm feeling well.
So no serious injuries in central Oklahoma following an earthquake. The magnitude 5.0 quake was located near Cushing, about 55 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Damage has been reported there, with most of that being located in the center of the city. Damages range from broken windows to facades being toppled. It knocked out power to the city, but has mostly been restored there. But I saw people immediately on Facebook and around St. Joe. And stuff around that area saying, did you guys feel that? Did you feel that? And I'm like, man, come on.
You didn't feel it again?
No.
Jeez. I'm sitting on my couch and it starts shaking. I'm like, okay. I don't think this is good. I don't think this is going to happen.
It was a drone.
Well. Right. Again.
Another drone outside her window.
When was this?
So this would have been
yesterday.
6, 7-ish?
Yeah. Oh.
I have to look up the exact time. But yeah,
I was probably asleep.
In the evening. Knocked out after the game. Some kind of breaking news this morning. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, is dead. A 78-year-old Reno's goddaughter says she died from complications of Parkinson's disease early today. Reno became Attorney General in 1993, shortly after former President Bill Clinton took office and appointed her as the nation's chief law enforcement officer. When I read this, all I could see in my head was Saturday Night Live. The Janet Reno skits.
Yeah, right?
That's all I could see.
Yep.
And those voting during Election Day can take advantage of some good deals. Krispy Kreme is going to give free donuts to people who show their I voted stickers, while 7-Eleven stores are pouring free coffee for people who use the convenience store chain's mobile app. Car sharing company Zipcar is going to make 7,000 cars free from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. local time across the country. And anyone who brings in an I voted sticker into Gold's Gym can use the workout gear free of charge. I laugh because let's be real.
Is this after the free donuts?
None
is this
of us
why?
Are. Yes. We're not going to take advantage of that
one. I got my free car to take me to Krispy Kreme and then the gym. It's great. It's fantastic.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
One of my ears just stopped working.
The that's whole weird. Ear or just the headphones? Because then it's really weird
headphones.
If it's your ear.
Yeah, that's weird.
So all this week, we have Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets to give away. Today, we are starting with Fifth Row.
And Jen just wants to cram Christmas down my mouth.
We are working our way to Front Row Friday for the TSO tickets. So today, basically, we're going to give you like a bunch of chances to get qualified until 9 o'clock. And then we'll put everybody in a basket, and we will pick a name out at 9:20.
Let's clarify. We'll put the names in a basket. You're not actually going in a basket.
No, put the lotion in the basket.
And so even starting now with our little early morning contest here where I ask a question, if you get it right, you will then be in the running for those Fifth Row TSO tickets. It's going to be here December 3rd at the Sprint Center.
And so will Christmas music.
I may have bought some presents over the weekend.
Did you go nuts?
No.
Did you go crazy?
Just a few things.
I think she did.
What is a few things to you, though?
I got a few Carvels.
Halloween costumes were 90% off. It makes a perfect gift. They're on clearance, and the kids
for
love
whom?
To play dress
Wait,
up.
Wait, you
for
give Halloween children. Costumes as presents for Christmas?
Yes, because the kids like to play dress up. Is
okay.
that weird?
Okay. That's the first time I've ever heard of that in my life.
It was $3, and it's something she wanted.
Okay. I mean, far be it for me to know.
I feel like I've done something wrong.
No. The show is a coming together of ideas.
Did you get him fireworks for the 4th of July that were on sale? Don't worry, they'll be great in a couple months.
Look, kids, some hard peeps.
Look,
leftover
I
from
pre-bought
Easter.
Valentine's Day candy. We are so good.
Don't you worry about how I do things cheaply in my house. I'll have you know that I used my Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card last night.
She's pointing the finger at us. I'm scared.
16
cents. She already bought the buns for next year's Memorial Day cookout.
I paid 16 cents a gallon last night. I was very excited.
That is exciting.
Okay, let's get to getting someone qualified here okay. for these TSO Fifth Row tickets. The question this morning
no,
is...
No, forget about that. Let's find out what other holidays you buy for, really.
Or wait. It's a smart idea. 90% uh-huh. off Halloween costumes.
Uh-huh.
You buy them for your kids for $3 and then they have a dress-up closet.
That's mm-hmm. actually a really good idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Stop making fun of me. The question this morning is, you should stop doing this at age 53. What is it? New survey says that people should stop doing this.
I don't even have a smart-ass answer for it.
I don't either.
At age 53, what is it? 576-7102. You want Fifth Row to TSO? You can get qualified if you know the answer to this.
Stop doing this at age 53.
According to a new survey, people say the average age when you should... stop doing this.
Okay.
It's 53.
You know, we should actually go through later in the show and make a list of things you should stop doing at like your 30s
right.
and your 40s because...
Like we're going to follow
first
it.
First off, I think I'm breaking all the rules.
Well, I hit a couple Friday night. I can tell you. We'll discuss
I just
that
wonder,
later.
Okay, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
53, though, is the age we're looking for now. Hey, good morning, the show. What are we supposed to stop doing at 53?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's your guess?
What was the question again?
What should you stop doing at age 53?
What do you stop doing at age 53?
This is according to a new survey. They say people say the average age when you should stop doing this is 53.
Dating?
Nope. Not the right answer.
Nope. I think it fires up then, actually. Hey, Michelle, what's your guess? We stopped doing this at 53.
Working.
Oh, no.
Oh, I wish.
Yes, that sounds great.
Right?
Not the right 23. One.
Good morning, the show. We stopped doing this at 53. What do you think?
We should stop or we do stop?
Should stop.
Should stop? Okay, I'm going to say certain types of exercise.
No, not it.
Well, okay. I'm quitting early. I'm like Jen on this one. I'll just quit now. Exercising at 37. Hey, good morning, the show. We stopped this at 53. What do you think?
Wearing jeans.
That's it. Yep. That's the new survey.
They say you should stop wearing jeans at 53.
I'm going to get buried in my jeans, so I'm not going to stop.
Do we have to wear khakis? What are we
supposed
to wear?
No, you get to wear yoga pants all the time.
At 53? I don't know. I would. That doesn't sound good at all.
Why?
Yeah, what do you go to?
Onesies?
A muumuu?
Giraffe onesie?
House coat?
I don't know, but I can't imagine. I just bought the best jeans ever.
I know.
They're so comfortable.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's
what about
is.
Those? Do you guys wear ever... have those jogging pants that look like jeans?
The jeggings?
I want some of those.
No.
Did they make them for men?
No. I'm telling you right now, that's not going to be allowed in here.
No.
Oh, are you saying they're a little form-fitting? Is that tough? No.
There's a lot wrong with them, and you're not wearing them. Not around us.
All right, well, the next time you do something that makes me mad...
All right, you got that's like every other hour.
We're in the Meggings.
You got it right. So you are now qualified to be in the fifth row for Trans-Siberian Orchestra December 3rd at the Sprint Center. What's your name?
Cool. Gino.
All right, Gino.
All right. Hold on for 1 second, okay? We'll get your info, okay?
Okay.
All right, good job there. We're in the jeans.
Give you another chance to sit in that fifth row here. In just a couple of minutes, we'll get people qualified until 9 o'clock and then pick a winner at 9:20.
I think it's good, though. I think, yeah, later on we'll figure out what are you supposed to stop doing in your 30s,
yeah.
40s. This can help me out. What should I have already ditched like 10 years ago?
What am I still doing wrong? It's a long list.
It's about everything, right?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I've got a great idea for a show. We just give Jen like 5 cups of coffee, and then we just turn a mic on and see what happens.
I said you do this on Friday.
That's this show. Hey.
I told you I got the extra bold peppermint bark cake cups. Speaking of Justin Timberlake and that song.
It's a reminder of what not to buy coming up here. Okay, good.
Doctor Strange, the latest comic book adaptation from Marvel, opened in first place with $85 million.
Speaking of Justin Timberlake.
Because he was second with Trolls. That was nearly double, if you would let me finish my story.
Just wanted to see if you knew what you were talking about.
That was nearly double the debut of Trolls, featuring the voices of Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick, which nabbed second place with $45.6 million. I brought out the big pumpkins now. From there, it was a big drop to the number 3 spot with Mel Gibson's war movie Hacksaw Ridge debuting with $14.8 million. Simpsons finally set to pass Gunsmoke as the longest-running scripted TV series of all time. Fox renewed it for seasons 29 and 30 on Friday. Gunsmoke, the long-running CBS Western, sits at 635 total episodes, with The Simpsons just reaching the 600-episode milestone last month. The 2-season renewal should mean about 46 additional episodes.
Jeez, it's a long time.
I know. Simpsons launched back on January 14th, 1990, and has won 32 Emmys.
And the weird part is I kind of remember that. You remember they were on the Tracy Ullman show?
Yes, exactly. You saw little clips of it during Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
And then it started.
Which I love that show. And then we saw Tracy Ullman like not too long
last
ago.
Week,
and
yeah.
It was like, oh.
Ooh, she got a little old.
Where you been?
And people in Cleveland will have to start keeping up with at least one of the Kardashians. It is official. Cavs center Tristan Thompson is dating Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, man.
Khloe confirmed the reports that the two are an item during an appearance on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Khloe says she's able to fly under the radar and escape the fans and paparazzi when she's in Cleveland. Khloe and Tristan went to the Cavs Halloween party together dressed as Batman and Catwoman. Khloe did not confirm the rumor that she is pregnant with Thompson's baby, and she will be moving to Cleveland during the pregnancy. There have also been reports that the two will be getting engaged soon and will start their own reality TV show. Because we need another one.
Of course they will.
Yes. No thanks.
By the way, speaking of Cleveland, which takes us to Chicago, because in your coffee field,
yes,
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Did you see SNL over the weekend?
I didn't.
Oh, so you missed Bill Murray coming on there?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, you missed that?
Oh.
Right, Bill Murray.
Finally, it's a very special night here on Weekend Update, because with us tonight are the winners of Weekend Update's first ever The Voice Contest. Now, let's meet those winners right now.
Now, so why don't you guys introduce yourself for the audience and the viewers at home?
I'm Anthony Rizzo.
Was it really him?
It was, yeah.
I'm David Ross.
And I'm Dexter Fowler.
Thank you for that home run.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Oh.
Place went nuts. Okay.
All right.
but they're going to sing.
Guys, can you please put into words what it feels like to be named the first winners of Weekend Update's The Voice contest?
It's unbelievable.
I can't describe it. This is the best thing we've ever done.
And now I have to ask, you on the end, you look familiar. Did you used to work here?
I did.
I knew it.
I knew it. But that was so many lifetimes ago. Right now, for me, it's all about our music.
I see. And what song is it that you'll be performing?
It's an original composition entitled Go Cubs Go.
That sounds fantastic, yes.
Wait a second, who are these guys?
They're our backup singers. We didn't know that it was against the rules.
We'll overlook it. Take it away, guys.
And then they launch into Go Cubs Go.
Wow.
I thought of you. I'm like, Jen will find this amazing.
She was too busy watching the Weather Channel.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Kate, it was a very exciting Saturday night for me. It was a special in the Joplin tornado. It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
They're singing Go Cubs Go. You know.
And didn't they do a Hillary Clinton tie-in with the Cubs, too? That's what I thought I read, that she came out and was saying that she was comparing the election to the Cubs' win.
Right. Yep.
Are we done with the election yet? Can that be over now?
We voted. I think it's done already, right? Yes. Except for those people that have to vote on November 28th.
Right. That's,
thanks.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you drive when we went out to pick the Britney Spears winner Friday at Voodoo Lounge?
I did.
Yeah. You were all right.
Yeah, I was fine.
I hope Natalie had an Uber driver or some sort of driver.
She needed something.
I don't think she drove. I think she did have someone was driving her.
I think
was
the
a
band
fun night.
Bus took her home.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a fun night. You should have been there, Truda.
I was not feeling well, which is why I wasn't there.
I think it's
still
best that he wasn't, because it
probably
turned into a girls' night out.
That's what I hear.
Well, I'll say Shaylee was on the floor at one point, but that was okay.
Because I was laughing.
She was laughing so hard
I don't know.
She was on the floor.
Let's just preface that.
Oh, really?
That guy left his
how many
credit
times
card.
Are you on the floor laughing?
His credit card is just sitting there. It's been sitting there for 20 minutes. What are you talking about, Shaylee? That guy, his credit card's just sitting right on the bar. Do you mean this gum wrapper?
Okay.
Are you talking about the
It looked like
gum
the hologram. There, it was light. It was dark. It was very
Oh, Shales.
And then I was laughing so hard, I fell on the floor.
Tales from Shales.
Yep, that's a likely
this
story.
This sounds like a new segment.
Yes.
Tales from Shales.
Well, we can have we'll have Emmings sing that song, too.
No.
Tales from Shales.
And then where did you go Saturday night?
I went to Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, that had some interesting pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Thanks for that, of the dude's butts.
You're welcome. I figured we're a show. I need to share things with you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the hamburger. We need to go there for lunch someday.
Brunch, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Hungry
love
now.
Love the Hamburger Mary's.
Your Saturday night was much better than mine, watching the Weather Channel.
I think everyone's Saturday night was better than yours, Jen.
I was fascinated. And here's the sad thing. It's bad enough that I sat and watched the Weather Channel for an hour, but my husband had taken the kids out. They were gone to a birthday party. Gone for like 2.5 hours. I could have done anything. I could have got a manicure. I could have gone shopping.
You had that free time.
I could have done whatever. I could have gone drinking with Shaylee at Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah.
I sat and
Why
watched
you?
A special on the Weather Channel about the Joplin tornado, and I was so fascinated I could not get off the couch.
I'm with you there.
Pathetic. Yeah.
If this is what I have to look forward to, I'm out.
41.
It's you. It's you in 10 years.
I'm not even 89. I'm 41 watching the Weather Channel on Saturday night.
10, 15 years, that's you?
Can't wait.
Sitting around, 16 cats.
I only have one, okay?
Okay, my
and
bad.
And she was very snuggly watching the Weather Channel with me. Have you known me
have
and
any
Audrey
cats,
had
I will
a special
not.
Well, you
time.
Just need to kick it into gear then, dang it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. I'm taking my time on my
ride. 21 Pilots, they're part of the American Music Awards, are they not?
They are indeed. Lady Gaga also, Fifth Harmony, Green Day,
ooh.
Sting.
Work from Home.
Ariana Grande. Shawn Mendes.
Bruno
yeah.
Mars.
John Legend.
So a few people are going to be there, is what we're
you
saying.
You guys the promo now, or we just go back and forth? Is that how that works?
We gave a lot of people the chance to get qualified to go to Los Angeles to be at the American Music Awards last week, and it's now time to pick a winner this morning.
Okay, so we have a big job here with all the people that get qualified over the various shows here.
Make Shaylee do it. I don't want to be responsible.
I don't want to do it. Can we just draw one out of Excel?
Here, this is the hat.
Okay.
Pick a name.
All right.
And we've got some of these people on the phone, too, just in case some of the finalists
here. I'm
going to
hand you the finalists with the phone number.
Me. Here we go.
Make this call.
Let's see. Cindy.
Hello. Cindy?
Cindy?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, is this you?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jen and Truda and Shaylee from KC1021. How are you?
Is that terrible or fantastic? I don't know what's happening.
That's usually the reaction we get.
Do you want to go to Hollywood?
What?
Do you want to go to Hollywood?
Oh, my God, yes.
Are you sure?
My God.
Do you need paramedics? Do we need to call someone?
No, I pulled over on 7 Highway on the way to work.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, oh, no, pull
yes.
over.
Yeah, do it. Pull
Please.
Over. Right?
I did. I pulled over. Yeah.
We're going to need you to take some time off, maybe work.
No, we're going to need you to take a Valium. Well, we're going to need you to take.
Or don't.
Yeah, it'll happen.
No, let's just go party with her.
Yeah, seriously. Sounds fun.
We're sending you to the American Music Awards.
Oh, my crap. Oh, my God.
Who are you going to take? Let's start with this. Who will you take with you?
Well, my husband. Oh, my God. He loves seeing the American Music Awards.
Now, who will you be most excited to see?
Sting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sting still looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The Weeknd.
I'm 51, so Sting.
Yes. Shawn Mendes also going to be there. Bruno Mars.
Gaga, I would die for.
Lady Gaga's there. You might be hanging out with her on the red carpet.
Now, see, I have no idea because they're calling this the VIP red carpet tour trip. So I have no idea what you're in store for. I mean, the people that put the trip together, they are literally, look, give us a name. We're going to fly you out there. We're going to send you to the AMAs in Hollywood live from the Microsoft Theater November 20th. And I don't know what you're going to do from there, Cindy. Maybe you'll hobnob with the stars. Maybe you'll get to go, you know,
maybe.
Hang out with some of these
guys. I need you guys to move away from your mic for a second, okay? Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Call my husband.
What do you wear to the AMAs? I don't even know. Like,
ooh,
where do you even begin that process?
You know, I looked it up, and it's anything from a ball gown to lovely jeans.
You already looked this up?
You've been doing your homework.
This is my husband's dream. He said he could die a happy man, and we have a grandchild.
Oh, you guys are going to have so much fun. I hope you take...
I can't wait to tell my
boss. You have to take a million selfies and send us pictures and give us a full report when you get back.
My God, we will.
All the details.
You become our full correspondent out there to the AMAs.
Oh, my God. You know, this is the coolest thing. I never win anything except I've called them a couple times and won Slide the City and things like that. But this, wow.
Yeah, trip to L.A. is pretty good. Yeah,
that's
big deal.
That's not a bad deal, is it? All right. Well, Cindy, you hang on for a second. We'll grab all the info that we need. But congratulations.
And Cindy, where are you from?
Thank you. Thank you. 102.1, the king. And you guys are fabulous.
Cindy, where do you live? Where are you from?
My husband and I graduated from Raytown South, but we're living at Raintree Lake in Lee Summit right now.
Nice.
Okay, I'm sure they can hear you all around, screaming
with
excitement.
Sure, right. Yeah, everybody on 7. Just...
Well, they heard me on 7 Highway all the way to Blue Springs.
Excellent.
All right, hang on, Cindy. Congratulations again.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, she is awesome. She's fired up.
How great is that going to be?
She's already passed, which is weird.
Yeah, oh yeah, right.
She's already checked the dress code. I love it.
That's awesome.
Oh, we're going to get some good pictures and stuff out of her. It'll be awesome.
We're watching it on TV. She's up there with Green Day singing along.
Right, she's good. Green Day, I don't want to stop you, but Lady Gaga's the best of all time. You pull a Kanye up there.
Right.
That would be amazing.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Let's talk about your boy, Travis Kelce.
Ah, yes, let's.
So this happened yesterday.
The official man said that ball was too high for Kelce. Oh, Kelce is hot. Now he's ejected from the game. He's out. There must have been some verbal confrontation. He was hot. In terms of whatever he said to the official is not warranted. And Andy Reid's not going to be happy with this.
We saw the initial flag, and then he continued to jaw. So again,
well, he threw his towel up at the official. And at that point, the official showed him the showers.
This is the new...
Look at Andy Reid's not happy with that behavior. It's unwarranted. If you're Travis Kelce, you got to set a better example. You got to keep your composure.
So Kelce, on a play at the back of the end zone, was looking for a pass interference call.
Right.
Did not get called, so he started jawing with the ref. The ref kind of ignored him. Kelce pulled the yell, "Hey, you looking at me? Come on, looking at me?" The ref threw his flag. Kelce threw his towel. The ref threw his hat.
I'm so jaded, and I don't know. To me, as I was watching it, I'm like, really? That's what gets you kicked out of the game? Like, it didn't seem like that big of a deal to me. But
what did you want him to do? Punch the ref?
No. I just didn't think it was... I don't know. I guess I've watched...
I'm actually interested in people. 5-7-6-7-1-0-2. If you're at the game or if you're watching the game... okay, so on the radio on the way home yesterday, I heard a lot of people like, this is classless and he shouldn't do that. And the whole crowd was chanting, Kelce, Kelce, Kelce.
Yeah.
Like it was a WWE sort of thing. And when he was taken off, he was smiling, high-fiving fans, throwing his stuff into the crowd. I think the crowd got into it because they were on his side of wanting the penalty.
Right.
On a touchdown possible play. And then, but everybody that I heard call in, they're like, oh no, that's below the Chiefs. That's trashy. It's classless. We shouldn't act like that. I mean, what do you think? It's entertainment. It's football is entertainment, right? I mean,
he did apologize.
That's true, right? I mean, you probably shouldn't be. People said, "Oh, he threw stuff at officials. What's next?" Like,
he didn't throw anything at the official. He threw wanted a flag. He threw his towel like it was a flag.
Right.
That's not throwing something. It's not like he threw a beer bottle at the guy's head.
It may or may not have been in the direction of the ref, but whatever.
Throw the flag. That's all he's saying.
He was just trying to hit the quan. That's all he was doing.
To me, it didn't look that. I don't know. That intense, but I don't know enough about football to say. You know, I don't know what gets you kicked out of a game. Clearly, that does.
Obviously, that
he did tweet.
I would just like to know, what did he say to the ref that got him the initial?
Right. He tweeted, "I apologize to everyone that had to witness my actions on the field today. It was unprofessional and unsportsmanlike." I think the more important question is, who did he pick on catching Kelce? Was it Avery or Lauren? Seriously.
You know what? It wasn't me. That's all I care about.
I just watched the latest episode. Please pick Avery.
He may have a little more time for dates next weekend.
Lauren.
Is he going to get fined? Is he going to get suspended? Right. I think that's the next big question.
Sorry, honey. We have to go to McDonald's. I had to pay a very big fine, and I can't afford a nice restaurant. My bad.
Value menu only.
I apologize.
Could you pick the McDouble or something, the dollar menu?
I don't know, but if I was his girlfriend, I'd be throwing a flag, throw the towel.
Oh, geez.
You're
the only
out.
Thing better is if he'd hit the quan on the way out.
Oh, please. Let's watch that video again.
Hey, ref,
let's
I do got that you. Again. Hit the quan. Hit the quan.
Can you not do what you just did?
No,
I don't know what
that
was.
Do you want me to do it?
No.
Quan. Hit the quan.
Is that with...
Down low and hit the quan. Is that how you do it? Is that,
yes.
You're such a dad.
Someone Facebook Live that immediately.
What?
Oh, my God.
How is that not what you're supposed to do?
And that is exactly what he looks like at 6'6" and in
do
perfect,
it again.
Beautiful
Oh, really?
Shape.
Well, hold on. Let me get the music up here so I can actually have music to do this by.
He also tweeted, "A missed call is just that, missed. No matter how much frustration builds on the field, the refs don't deserve that kind of response."
People were fired up, though.
Yeah.
Kelce, Kelce.
Yeah, they still won, though.
Yeah, that's true.
19-14.
No, that's a good point. All right, so this is... I don't even know how to hit the quan, but from as far as I could tell, from the Travis Kelce videos...
Yes.
Let me just describe it. Looks like he's washing the windshield of a car and falling down at the same time.
Was that the Mr. Miyagi wax on, wax off?
I'm going to post this video shortly, but this Snapchat video is probably the best one I've ever taken in my life.
Are you supposed to be like you're on a surfboard and like...
There's no surfing involved in hitting the quad.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
No. You, my friend, are the next one with a dating show. Based on that move. Ladies of Done. Kansas City.
Who doesn't want this hip action? Come on. I look like Forrest Gump standing up on his braces for the first time.
I'm actually crying.
Little tears.
Did it suddenly get hot in here?
It is very.
Did you pull something?
Oh, dear Travis Kelce, please come in our studio.
How are Travis Kelce are exactly
I know you watched
alike.
It live, Jen, but you got to see this.
Okay, that's going to be up on our Facebook pretty soon?
Yeah. Well, okay. That's
hip action. It's all in the hips, right?
Go to the KC1021 Facebook page, give us a like, and please like and share that video all over the place.
All right, so we're going out this weekend. I can show off these new moves. Is that cool?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Can we do a side-by-side of you hitting the Kwan next to Travis Kelce hitting the Kwan?
Oh, I think we can put that together, yeah.
Let's
put that up on the Facebook page.
Yeah. The video of Truda hitting the Kwan.
So what, in your estimation, do I need to do better? Do I need more hip action? Do I need more?
No.
Do I need to shake it more?
Have you actually watched a video of what hitting the Kwan is?
I'm not, maybe that's
my fault. Let's start there, and maybe you do imitation.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. Right? So you're saying I don't quite know.
So you watch Travis Kelce. Let's all watch Travis Kelce 6 or 7 or 120 times.
How to hit the Kwan.
And then just do exactly what he
that
does.
That is what I just typed in here. How to hit the Kwan.
Oh, I hope there's a how-to video. That would be epic. That would be great.
Oh, there is a how-to video. Sure, there is a tutorial
step.
On how to do it.
I will video this.
Taught by seven-year-olds.
You could
probably. Taking a break from bottle flipping to teach you how to hit the Kwan.
People, you are now tuned to my YouTube. What's going on? Shout out to everybody out there. I'm about to show y'all today how to hit the Kwan.
Okay, all right. Yes. He's going to show me how to hit the Kwan. Yes.
The list goes on and on.
Follow
today,
step by
I'm
step.
How to hit the Kwan.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Step number one, make sure you get in the low position. Make
bend
sure
your knees.
Low position.
Well, I'm screwed already.
So make sure you get down in the low position, bend your knees a little bit.
Yeah,
my knees.
You're not riding a motorcycle. Put your hands down.
Step two.
It's like I'm riding a horse. Woohoo!
Your arms are very important when you're hitting the Kwan. It's very important. So when you put your left arm to the right side, you move in. When you put your right arm to your left side.
Put your left arm in. You put your left arm out.
Turn it all.
So what is happening?
In, and you shake it all about. Oh, okay. So you just bounce.
This is without moving. All right.
Doesn't look like Travis Kelce at all.
No.
I got this. Dude,
step
I can
three.
Still do this.
Your midsection. Now, for some of you guys out there, it's going to be pretty hard to move. I mean, unless you just really feel yourself swagged up.
Oh my God.
Why does it say move your midsection back and forth?
Now,
this is about to. You better look away, ladies.
I'm holding the camera. I don't
women
know how
hide
I can
your
do this.
Children.
Oh, you got to turn to the side.
Yeah.
That's how you hit the Kwan. Now I'm going to show you how I hit the Kwan. Appreciate y'all for watching my video.
No, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Marquise.
Let's bring him in. And let's just let him take care of it.
Right?
I feel like...
Oh, he's doing like a bunch of advanced moves now. Okay.
Is he's not just moving his midsection back and forth? Shaylee, is there any improvement from 20 minutes ago?
No.
I think that was a lot better.
I think
Thank
it got
you.
Worse.
See, you can learn everything on YouTube.
Can you just... Dabbing seems so much simpler.
Oh, jeez, I'm out of breath.
Stick with it.
I don't think...
Can
Jen,
I go downstairs?
Did you have to do a how-to video to learn how to dab?
I could. Do you want me to teach?
No. Did you have to watch one?
No, I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and apparently that's very big in the grade schools.
What if I went downstairs to Gold's Gym and started hitting the Kwan?
First of all, your membership card probably doesn't work because you haven't been in 8 months.
Remember that workout challenge?
We went exactly one time down there.
You're just sliding that key card. Nope.
Sorry, sir. It must have been revoked, I guess.
Wow.
And then they take one look at me. They're like, you don't really belong here. I think we're good.
I wish the dance studio downstairs was still here.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
that'd
be fantastic.
There was a dance studio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like right below our feet, actually.
Like real
dance
classes.
Yeah, that floor down there. That's where Hope Solo and Max, they practiced when she came in for Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
And you stopped right outside the window.
Right there, hitting the quan.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You girls think you're all so great. Why don't you do it and show me how it goes?
I will tell you, we are educating the children of Kansas City because a woman commented, "My kids looked at me like I was crazy because I couldn't stop laughing, then asked what a quan was."
And in the meantime, your daughter wants to hit some kid named Laquan?
No, my daughter has a kid in her class named Laquan. And one day we were talking about this, and she was, "Mom, why would you hit Laquan?" No, honey. No,
Mommy's laughing that. She's much more sensitive than we are.
Yeah, not violence.
Mommy's just dancing really
badly.
That's
not the answer, right? All right, 8:17, what's on the road now?
Traffic is brought to you by United Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Did anybody hit the quan at the Boogie Wonderland show?
Natalie did. She did?
I don't know.
Probably.
Southbound I-35 after 67th Street, we have a stall. That's on the left shoulder. Slow traffic, northbound I-49 between 85th and 75th. Another stall, this one in Overland Park area. Eastbound 435 after Metcalf, that is also on the left shoulder. The holidays are coming, and if you're worried about having enough hot showers for extra business... Stop it! Just read your traffic. What am I reading?
The top one.
The holidays are coming, and if you're worried about having enough hot showers for extra visitors, a new state take... I can't.
Stop laughing.
A new state tankless water heater will provide unlimited hot water, United Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Every degree matters.
Sorry.
Oh, today, 64 for the high, 51 the overnight low. There's a chance for rain on the drive home.
Much like Travis Kelce, I feel like that was unprofessional.
You need to apologize for that. Do we throw the flag?
Throw the flag.
Do we need a flag in here anytime there's something bad on the show?
Surrender will always be thrown.
A white flag.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I have a megaphone mention before we get into this.
Okay. Yes.
Bishop B.H. Stags football going on to regionals.
Nice.
Yes, my alma mater there.
Look at you.
Yep.
Tomorrow, the Green Valley High School marching band, some of them are coming in along with their director because they're getting ready to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and perform in that. So they're going to come in tomorrow.
Do we get to wake anybody up?
You want to send the whole marching band out?
I just always have. That's my pipe dream in radio. Talk
you
to Ken Bone, wake somebody up with a marching band.
We should have them wake Truda up at 3 in the morning. He wouldn't. I have a feeling he would snore right through it.
Probably would. Actually, it's a good point.
You're right. But they'll be in tomorrow at 7 in the morning. We'll chat with them.
We should call up Timmy Grunhard. How many schools have an NFL player as their one of their coaches?
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Timmy G, my buddy John Holmes leading the Stags there. So go Stags.
Quick update on Shaylee, because I got asked about this 47 times over the weekend when I was at a school fundraiser. Did Shaylee go out with that guy? Does she have a date? What's happened with her dating show?
All of the city is very concerned about this.
So I can tell. We did the dating game. Shaylee ended up picking a Comets player, and they do have a date scheduled for this week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that because I'm trying to...
So, Jen, where are we going for dinner?
I'll tell you.
Okay. All right.
Off the air.
Excellent. Sweet.
Because I do know where they're going.
Oh, nice.
And I know when.
Facebook Live.
You don't know what time.
Facebook Live.
Oh, I can sit there all night. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. We'll pick the kids up from school. And
easy enough.
Hang around.
And then we will expect a follow-up after your date on Wednesday. You may need these in the future after you guys get married.
What?
9 common lies that all husbands tell.
Oh, boy.
Truda, you tell me how many of these you have used.
Okay.
Lie number one, you don't look fat in that dress.
Oh.
Yes, continue to tell that lie. Because if you ever tell me that I look a little plump,
right?
You're going to get a punch to the nose.
A little plump Scotch woman.
Number two, yes, I cleaned it already.
Now, like dishes, you mean?
Does it matter?
Stuff in the dishwasher. Yep.
He's going to do it eventually, so he just tells you it's already done. This one my husband did this weekend. It wasn't this exact thing, but this GPS was half the original price. So he came home. And he and the kids had gone out to Toys R Us, and they came back, and they're like, "We have a surprise for you, Mom." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool. What is it?" Turns out my husband had bought some sort of video gaming system, and I go, "Okay." All right. How much was it? Well, it was half of what it originally
was. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what is half of what it
right.
never did tell me.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Never told me the real price.
All right. So do you have like a limit in your house that if you go above this for purchases, you kind of have to get permission?
I mean, over 100, we're probably going to mention it.
Right.
For sure.
Sure.
And I don't know how much this particular gaming system was, but my guess is it was over 100.
Do you have joint accounts? Do you have separate accounts?
Oh, no, separate.
Yeah.
Always have.
Well, so that's a less of a...
Is that weird? Is that the new thing?
Less of a chance to mention it to somebody then.
Exactly. How about number 5? I like all of your friends. Oh. I would think most guys are pretty honest about that.
I think we can be straight up about friends. Yeah.
Like, I don't like her. Stop hanging out with her.
She's a real tool bag.
Line number 7, I hear this fairly often. I only had 2 drinks. In fact, I used that
Jen
on him Friday night.
Yeah.
No, honey, I only had 2. It was a station event.
Oh, spouses and DUI checkpoints.
Just the 2. And I need to go to the grocery store. Do you use that? What is your I need to get out of the house excuse?
Because I don't know. I don't.
But doesn't your husband, he has a bar
he literally,
at his grocery store.
He says that. He'll say, I have to run to Hy-Vee because Hy-Vee has a bar upstairs. And the first couple of times, I'm like, oh, cool, he's going to grill. Well, then he came home 3 hours later. I'm like, he's not grilling. He's setting up a Hy-Vee bar because they have Dunkel from KC Beer. I figured that out very quickly.
See, when you didn't get anything grilled for dinner?
No, I'm sitting there eating microwave popcorn because he's sitting at the Hy-Vee bar.
This is good. I'm actually going to call Kyle because I have to go. our Hy-Vee, which I love, but it doesn't have the new market grill.
Yeah.
And I need to go try that. And so I was like, well, Kyle goes there all the time.
Yes.
Maybe we can go sample stuff in the bar. Then they have a $10 steak night. They've got the 2 for $20 entrees.
Oh, this sounds like a
kids
great
eat free
idea.
Tuesdays.
Kyle and I can have a bro date.
Go. Hang out.
Sure.
He's there probably.
He's probably already there.
Every other night. So.
Save me a seat.
Just head on over. It's cool. Bring Addie over. I'll watch the kids.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Boy, this is getting even better.
I'll be at Mexican Monday.
Was that all the lies
no,
spouses tell?
No, on your date.
Here's a 10.
With your new boyfriend.
I've got Chiefs panties on.
I can't wait to see how their date goes.
I know, right?
I literally can't with you two.
What are you going to wear?
And the rest of the world can too on Facebook Live.
What?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So you messed up daylight saving time?
Well, I completely forgot to change the clocks. And I woke up and I'm like, oh man, church is in like 45 minutes. Am I going to make it? I got to get the kids ready. And I was like, oh no, we have a whole other hour.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
How did you remember
right?
that though? Did you look at your phone?
My husband did, yeah. He was like, well, you know, it's only 8:21. No, I did not. Did not set any of the clocks back.
Why don't you set them back before you go to sleep?
Because I didn't remember, clearly. Oh, okay.
She was too busy watching the Weather Channel.
Oh, right.
I did watch the Weather Channel for an hour Saturday night. It's a very fascinating special on the Joplin tornado.
I'm sure it was. I'm with you.
I don't think you should keep talking about this story anymore.
I'm going to start watching these videos of all these people doing the mannequin challenge.
It is pretty cool.
Have you seen? So this is the new thing? People are...
Yeah.
The goal is to be motionless. It's the mannequin challenge.
But you set a scene.
Oh, I thought this was something with Kim Cattrall. Is that...
Shaylee doesn't know that that's a movie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So the Mannequin Challenge, groups of young people are freezing in place long enough for video
Mannequin was a great movie.
Gen X to Millennial Translator, yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just leave. Get out.
That's very JoJo of you.
No, right before this, Shaylee just told me she didn't know who Cheap Trick was, and I'm letting that go because otherwise things will get ugly in here. The Mannequin Challenge, though. Like college football teams are doing this. The TCU football team was in the locker room doing this. There's videos of guys doing it like where it looks like they're slam dunking a basketball, but they're all frozen.
So you're supposed to just freeze in place and take a video of it?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
But not just that. You're setting up a scene. Like there's a lot of fight scenes.
a lot of people
getting punched. And so you've got one person leaning back, taking the punch.
Because you want good action in it.
Right. But then you're frozen like a mannequin.
So what are we going to do?
Well, you're clearly going to hit the Quan.
You are going to hit the Quan. I am going to hit Shaylee.
Is
why?
It me, like...
Because you don't know Cheap Trick.
Crawling through a drive-thru window about to clock the worker? Is that...
Are we doing it in here?
I don't know. What's a good setting for it?
We need
to do it in here?
I feel like we need more than the 3
of
us.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get all the people that want to be on the show. We get Dale and TJ and Zeke and everybody.
Bringing all the other shows.
Right.
Bringing a fourth mic.
Why do I feel like this is going to get, like, the... what was that deal a few years back? Were you dressed up in the funky clothes? The
Oh, you're talking about the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, that's, boy, that was the stupidest way to describe that. That was the,
and sadly, I understood that. Role playing? I don't know what's happening. What? You dress up in the funky clothes? Is it from On Sale that Jen got after
Harlem
Halloween?
Shake, yes. They always had a chicken in there or the guy in the horse head.
Yes. I feel like the mannequin challenge is easier.
It really is.
Just standing still.
Okay. All right.
No,
well,
if
we're
going to make
this
realistic, I mean, Trita's going to hit the Kwan, and we're going to eat donuts and drink coffee. That's what will actually be happening.
You guys like fight. We can put Santa Claus in it over here
because
we've got the big Santa. He can be in it somehow.
We do have
He really is a mannequin.
We need some elves. Let's set up a Christmas mannequin challenge.
Oh, okay.
And then flip to Christmas music immediately. I like this. Let's do this tomorrow.
I don't think that's going to work.
The Show with Jen and Trudeau
on KC 102.1.